Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. This is I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today because I am filming during the eclipse. It's just magical, guys. This is what it's like on the West Coast during an eclipse. You get this kind of haze. You get this kind of, even in the middle of a bright, sunny day, you get this kind of haze over your face. It's kind of fun. So, you know, this is unbelievable. You're not going to believe this. I can't believe they're doing this. What are they thinking? I mean, I could throw 50 titles in this, but please like this video, subscribe to the channel, and today we have a sponsor, Patriot Gold, and I will talk about them a little later. First things first, the eclipse worldwide. You guys want to send your pictures? Please send them to me, and I will put them in the side of each video, of the next video. I will just load it up with eclipse photos because I'm telling you, we're getting a ton. Hello@iallegedly.com. Send them over, okay? Plus, if you've seen my short, I made a short about how damaging the eclipse was. Now, it just changed my life forever. So I hope you guys will watch that. And I will leave it. It will be the second link below. Now, first things first. I thought this was a joke when someone mentioned this to me. But two politicians, Dean Preston and Aaron Peskin, out of San Francisco, want to bring back something that they tried to originate in 1984 called the Grocery Protection Act. And this was from good old Dianne Feinstein when she was a city council person in 1984. And then she eventually became a senator in 1992 for our state. And then she just passed away at 90. Okay. Anyways, Dianne Feinstein wanted to have a program that made it so that grocery stores had to give adequate notice if they were going to leave the community. What these two guys want is they want a six-month notice for a store, grocery store, to close in the San Francisco Bay Area, the entire area. Now, the problem with this is that you have the problem with crime, with all the junkies in the street, the drugs. You know, it's just, it's a festival of loserdom out there. And I just want to remind you of a couple of the greatest hits from San Francisco. First one is Whole Foods. The largest and most beautiful Whole Foods in the world was built in downtown San Francisco. I believe it was Market Street. And it closed last year for crime. It closed for rampant theft. Now, hey, wait. Before you close Whole Foods, call Jeff Bezos, tell him he has to give a 6 months notice. Could you imagine that? Then you have all the Walgreens that closed up there. All those CVS stores that closed up there. The Nordstrom's closed. You know, that closed. It's a clothing store, but it closed too. So you see how preposterous this is. They don't prosecute criminals, okay? And they want you to give them 6 months notice to maintain these grocery stores, or you have to get an adequate replacement in the stores. Now, this would include things like the 99-cent store, which could you imagine if you did a crime statistic for the San Francisco Bay Area for the 99-cent store? You know exactly what it would be, guys. It would be just a laugh riot joke is what it would be. So you can't make this up, guys. You just can't. This is so bad. And these two politicians have clearly never ran a company before, never paid a bill and signed the front of somebody's paycheck. You know what I mean? It's ridiculous. Okay. So let me know what you think about this. But again, they don't prosecute these people. There's no price to pay. You know, if you walked in there, you could walk out with merchandise and they want you to stay open for 6 months. And what, lose? Hey, we're losing, you know, $1 million a week. We want you to lose, you know, that for another 6 months. That's insane. Absolutely insane. Now, the next thing goes to, it's kind of two part. First thing is, we have a problem with young men staying at home. Now, you guys, I love the freedom that I have in my life right now because I'm older. You know, I never thought I'd have this second dose of freedom. What I mean by that is when I turned 18 and I got to move out of mom's house and go live my own life, I could go where I wanted to and, you know, drive where I wanted to and do what I wanted to. Well, now that my kids are adults, I get that same freedom again, guys. But my kids can come and go anytime they want, and they're nice, successful human beings trying to build their own future so that, like my daughter says, someday when you're in the home, the nurses will be attractive. Okay? I got that to look forward to. So, right now, we have the largest number of single males that are still living at home. And this is globally, guys. This is not just here in the United States, but the biggest percentage is here in the United States, but it's happened in the UK, South America, everywhere, because you're not expected to go out and succeed. You're not expected to go out and fail. You're supposed to go out and just, sounds like work. Wow. You mean take a shower and be there by 9 o'clock in the morning? You want me to do that? No way, man. I'm online playing, you know, World of Warcraft. Okay. No, guys, this is what's wrong with this. And I'm not talking about 18, 19 year olds. I'm talking to people 28, 29, 30 that still live at home. You know? You're supposed to go up and down in your life and up and down in other things for that matter. And you need to move out of the house, guys, to do that. Okay? So they don't want to do that. It's just, it's pathetic, guys. It's pathetic. Now, a guy that I ride is the second most. Elon Musk, I think, gets ridden the most on this channel. But the second most is our main man, Jamie Dimon. Okay? Jamie Dimon issued a warning to a notice to bank customers. Okay? Okay? To shareholders. Talked about how much money they made, which they made hundreds of billions of dollars. And Chase Bank is doing quite well and will not go out of business anytime soon, most likely. But talking about profitability, talking about the problems with inflation. Inflation is going to be stickier than we originally thought. Okay, is that a word? Okay, it's not me making that up. It's Jamie Dimon, $36.5 million a year, Jamie Dimon. Okay, so now here's the thing. There's an economist out of Norway that came up with this plan that, hey, listen, we need to have inflation get to 2%. And it was a model. If we could get 2%, everybody would live with that. Your basic wages, if they were, you got paid a 3% raise, you'd make more money every year. Okay, great. Well, now they want to settle this on 3.5% to 4%. 3.5% would be the ultimate goal. Okay? Well, guys, this is ridiculous, guys. Absolutely ridiculous. Okay? Because the problem that we all know is that that's not realistic right now. It's just not realistic at all. So let me know what you think about this stuff. Again, motivate these kids.
Hello, Mr. Squirrel, I have nothing for you today. Squirrel's walking right by me. There he is. Anyways, okay, just craziness, guys. But the Grocery Protection Act, let's bring it back. Let's bring back Dianne Feinstein, too, now that we mentioned it. But share your thoughts on this stuff. Let me know what you think about this so far. Let's talk about our sponsor, Patriot Gold Group. You know, I want to do this one a little differently. And that is, let's look at the fact that gold has hit over $2,300 an ounce. I personally believe the next stop is $3,000 an ounce, like all these experts have said. You have all these different countries buying gold like they've never bought before. You need to call Patriot Gold today at 888-330-1431 and get a free investor guide. They have a IRA and 401k. They have the IRA that's free for life as well, but contact them, get a free investor guide, have them answer all your questions. Their customer service is absolutely amazing. Now, the next thing is when you look at these foreign countries that are buying gold, the BRICS countries, whether you believe in BRICS or not, why are they stashing gold the way that they are? So look at that. Look at what Russia's doing. Russia's stashing gold like never before as well. Protect yourself, guys, for what's coming, these inflationary times that are going to be incredibly difficult. Contact them today, 888-330-1431. Let them know that Dan from I allegedly sent you. Now, another day, a couple more cyber attacks, guys. It wouldn't be a day that ends in Y if we didn't have one of those. The first one is a group called CVS Group out of the UK. CVS Group is a veterinary clinic that has thousands of locations. They have hundreds and hundreds of locations and thousands of customers that have all had their data stolen. They don't want your dog's name. They don't want Rosie's data. They want my data, guys. You know what I mean? And you women that own snakes and ferrets and cool stuff like that, kookaburras, they want you too, okay? So they got it, though. They stole all that data and put these people in really compromising positions because It's so bad, and they have everything from these people. But when you think about it, what'd you fill out when you went to a veterinary clinic? It's like going to the doctor's office, basically. Fill this out before you see the doctor. Okay, you fill it out, and it has all your information. Who's responsible for billing? Oh, I am now. Okay, great. Now, the next one, this one's great. We talked about this company, I think about a month and a half, 2 months ago, Change Healthcare. They got nailed by a cyber attack. 12 days after they cleaned it up, they got hit with another one. And this one's more aggressive. They say, we have 4 terabytes of personal data from your customers. And if you do not give it to us, pay us up within 12 days, we're going to unleash all this to the highest bidder. Now, guys, this is being done. Now, I am convinced that some of these black hat groups like Alpha V or whatever they're called is out there sharing this information that, wow, they went through a back door this way. Oh, we can do that. And you know that they're sharing this information. But what do you think about this? Should it be a crime? If your data is stolen from one of these big companies and they have a cyber attack that was proven to be their fault, shouldn't they have to have, you know, a way of fixing this and not have it happen 12 days later before they could reopen? That's what I think. But, you know, you can let me know what you think about that. Next thing is, it's very different filming out here. You can see I'm in the sun and a little shadows and this haze that's in the sky right now. It's kind of different. But first things first, guys, predictions. Do you like these predictions that people make? There's one guy, Harry Dent, that I have a lot of respect for, and he's been right with a lot of things, but he made some wild predictions at the end of 2023. And now that the first quarter's done, let's look at these. First thing is, he predicted that real estate's gonna drop 50% this year. Okay, well, still waiting for that, because that would be fantastic, okay, for some of us. He's also talking about the S&P 500 that could drop 30%. Haven't seen that yet, but he has all these predictions that are going to come true, and, you know, that he hopes are going to come true, and it will be interesting to see what happens with that, but you can read below and see if you believe any of them. The next thing is, there is a craze right now with Ozempic and all these different competing products that these are type 2 diabetes drugs to lower your A1C. And when you take these injections, if you're not type 2 diabetic, it basically aids in weight loss. Now, the problem with this is that people are out, going out and doing everything they can to get this. Celebrities, common folk, because nobody wants to work out, nobody wants to diet. Forget the wine. No, they want to have a good time, and they want to just continue about their day and not be messed with having to go to the gym or run a few laps. So, with that being said, all these people are taking this, but I am telling you guys this. From all the research that I did with the medical companies, I saw a lot of things that, you know, you'd sit there and say, time hasn't proven this yet. And it hasn't proven this yet either, guys. You don't know what the long-term ramifications are for this. So if you or a family member is taking this and you're taking it for a different reason than you're supposed to, I'm telling you guys, be very careful. But the problem is that they cannot get these drugs. There's such a slam on this that people are out there fighting. They're going to different, they're basically shopping, drug stores to get this. It's crazy right now. And the next thing, Cybertruck. You know, last month I got to see that Cybertruck, which I thought was very interesting, but there is a flurry of them being sent back right now for quality control issues like we've never seen before. So is this a quality control product? Did they rush the product to market? Now, living here in Southern California, one thing that we see a lot is you see a lot of the Cybertrucks. And when it first was just the monolith and like, is it out there? Is it real? You know, you didn't see many. Now you see them every day right now. But a lot of them we see right now are on the car carriers going back to service right now. And a lot of the issues, and you can read it below, are the issues with quality control as far as door panels, lights that don't work, little things like that. But it's like, should they have rushed this car to production? Who knows, guys? Who knows? So let me know what you think so far. I am going to finish this video with the last few stories. And Stephen out of the UK always sends me great stuff. I have all these great contributors that just, they spend their time looking through their local news, and Stephen's great with this. But one thing that he sent me was two great stories. Ted Baker is a store that's gonna close 15 stores, a store chain that's gonna close 15 stores. And they, right now they're a clothing store, higher end store, but hundreds of people are gonna lose their job from these 15 stores. Again, this is a global problem financially. You're seeing, you know, interest rates in the 10-year bond go through the roof. We're going to hear Bob, I'm gonna bring him on in the next few days with his predictions, because there's things that he called out, and I know Bob made money, you know, whether the market goes up or down, Bob always makes money, but I wanna know what he thinks and where it's going. The interest rate spike is definitely concerning, so there's that. But this Ted Baker store, that's a problem, and you're gonna see this more and more often right now. And the final thing is KFC. KFC, through this restaurant group that I always get news from, and it's insider information. Hey, KFC is gonna bring back a meal under $5, which is two pieces of chicken and a side order. Okay, well, great, that's $5 now. And it steps up, you can get four pieces and 12 and all that stuff. Now, is that a big deal for you? Do you think that that's a good value for $5? I mean, I don't know of anything that's $5. You can't buy a Big Mac for $5 now. Now, the thing about this that this led me down this path, remember $5 footlong? No, done. Now it's called $6 6-inch, okay? $6 6-inch is what they're advertising right now. So you can get any sandwich for $6, 6 inches, and that's crazy, guys. So, you know, share your thoughts on that one. Does the 6 inches interest you? Okay, so let me know, okay? Please send your eclipse pictures, because it'll be great. I'll just pop them in the side of the video, one after another that you guys send me, because I've gotten so many right now. But again, take a look at the short that I made, because I thought that was fun. And, but see the haze? See how weird this is, guys? It's just, you know, not the end of the world. You know, communication didn't break down, okay? You know, cats living with dogs, everything like that. Share your thoughts on all this stuff. Email me at hello@iallegedly.com, and I will see you guys very soon. I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you so much for being here, and I will see you very soon.